We actually have warm air moving in from the Southern Plains and the Gulf of Mexico that's moving up into the Midwest. So we are right under the upper level ridge here in the Midwest, and that is leading to some very hot temperatures aloft and then eventually hot temperatures at the surface. So we are looking at record highs potentially today in the Quad Cities. Moline's record high is 97, set back in 2003, and we are expecting highs right around that today, so very close to records. And when you factor in the humidity, so very muggy out there today, we're looking at peak heat indices between 105 to even up to 115. So this will likely be the hottest day of the summer here so far.
And as far as how long these conditions are going to hang around, what about that?
Yeah, luckily not too long. So tomorrow looks similar with highs in the mid to upper 90s, peak heat indices probably up to around 110. So quite bad again for tomorrow. But that does come with a chance for some showers and storms, especially as we head into the evening and nighttime period. And then we cool down just slightly there for Wednesday with highs in the upper 80s, close to 90. So drop about 5 to 10 degrees. Still hot, but not as bad there by the middle of the week.
And then any additional chances for rain after that? I think you said, was it to Tuesday night, maybe the potential, but any other chances of rain this week that you see?
Yeah, so it looks like a stronger cold front coming in later in the week. So that's focused more on Thursday afternoon into Thursday night. Decent chance there for showers and storms right now, up to about 60% chance.
Is this the last hurrah for this type of weather this summer, or are we going to see some similar type conditions maybe in September at all?
Yeah, it could still get hot again, but likely not going to be this humid. So you're not going to get the heat indices getting much over 100. This situation with the heat indices, 110, 115, that's pretty unusual. So I think that is the last of that oppressive heat here for the season.